It's a real thrill on Static this evening to have, phoning in from home in Detroit, Joe from Proto Marta. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm looking out the window at the world and sitting on my ass and not doing much.
So nothing's changed the last few months, huh?
No, or all my life, really. What I do all the time.
Weird times to be releasing a record, Joe, but I can't think of one of the more prophetic songs for this year than the first single from this year's Proto Marta album, Processed by the Boys, which came out back in March, because its lines included, "When the ending comes, is it going to run at us like a wild-eyed animal, a foreign disease washed upon the beach?" And also, "Against belief, a riot in the streets." So you're two for two on that song, Joe, for your sort of Nostradamus predictions of this year.
Yeah, that was written almost 2 years ago now, because we were touring it early in 2019 before we recorded it. So it's really a song about ICE in America, the police force that handles immigration, and how kind of dumb and violent they are. And what can I say? You can always predict the future if you write about how terrible things are today, because it will happen again. That's my trick.
I guess also, yeah, you've been living on edge for whatever it is, the last 8 or 9 years of the band, so nothing's changed. But it's certainly taken the temperature of the year to have that in a song.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, a lot of this album is about, last year I was feeling pretty sick, and a lot of the songs are about feeling sick or worried about disease and things like that. And then, of course, this year has been nothing but. I can say that I feel better than I did last year, but now I can't really enjoy feeling better. So those are the breaks.
You can't also enjoy being the soothsayer all the time either, Joe.
No, there's no joy in that. If I could make money off it, maybe. But I can't predict the winning lotto numbers. So
it must be amazing as a songwriter, though, for all the gallows humor that you can muster, how much of a clusterfuck the year actually turned out to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I thought that 2019, when we recorded the album, was kind of a bad year. There was a lot of, our president was doing a lot of stupid and terrible things to people, and saying, and I was like, this is as bad as it's going to get. I got to capture this mood. Little did I know. And it's funny, because I remember at the time thinking, oh, this album's going to come out in 2020. Everyone's going to want to put out a record in 2020 because it's going to be a big year. You know, it just, you know, the two numbers next to each other, the 20 and a 20. It's a big milestone year, and it's been completely washed away. So I wasn't completely 100% accurate with my predictions.
But Joe, what is a song if not a product of its times? And you must always feel like that, writing a Proto Marta album?
Yes, it's just, it's easier for me to write about what I'm feeling. And usually that's what I'm feeling, you know, just in the city of Detroit, what's going on here. But then the last album was a lot about what was happening in the world and how it was affecting me and what I thought about it. It's just an easy way to write songs that can be honest without being too up your own butt, you know. So it's a way to do it, to write songs.
Joe, I also know you've said about this new album, Ultimate Success Today, that a bit of it was born out of looking back, because Proto Marta's debut 2012 album, No Passion or Technique, was reissued, and that sort of forced you to think back to the way you felt when you were writing that first bunch of songs for that album?
Yeah, I mean, because we re-released it, and there was a feeling that, I mean, that album was recorded, we recorded 22 songs in 4 hours. It really, we weren't expecting to make an album then. We were playing bars around town for beer money. It really wasn't any sort of future in the band. At least that's what we thought. And so we just kind of poured everything into it. Like, this is our last record, let's just do it. And I really liked that kind of power that can come from that, knowing that things are limited. And so that's what I wanted to do with this record. Every time you do a record, you don't know if you're going to be able to do another one. You could put one out and everyone says, no, this is awful, and that would be your last record. So it's just a way to spur yourself into trying something new, to kind of think of it as your last, or, you know, to have that same sort of energy that you had at the beginning. You got to stay fresh, you know.
Another song on this new Proto Marta album, Modern Business Hymns, states, "The past is full of dead men. The future is a cruelty. Resign yourself," which is quite a glass half empty kind of energy.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the title of the record, Ultimate Success Today. I've always kind of known this, but I never really thought about it, that I spend a lot of my time thinking about the past, and a lot of times nostalgically, and sometimes with great shame. And then definitely when I was younger, I would think about the future and all the possibilities. But the older you get, you realize that the future is shorter and shorter and will be full of some heartbreak and pain. And the only time that you really have control over anything is the exact moment that you're existing. So you have to, you can take that as a negative, like, oh, we're damned on both ends. Or you can say, I have to seize the day, I guess, or I need to apply myself. I'm more negative. I'm more damned on both ends. So what's the point? But, you know.
I reckon you've got a little bit of Carpe Diem still left in you, Joe.
Eh, somewhere. Yeah, you got to suck the marrow out of some bones somewhere.
Since the last Proto-Martyr album, Relatives in Descent, you did some collaborating with Kelly Deal from The Breeders on a split single and then on the 2018 consolation EP. And I know she also briefly played as a member of your band earlier this year. So was it good for you to bring an outsider in between these two Proto-Martyr albums? Like, did she bring something that you hadn't experienced in the band before?
It was great because, and I'm going to start very positive, it's going to end up very negative. It was great because she was going to be a touring member. She was going to play keyboard, second guitar, do vocals. It was a way for us to play songs that we couldn't play before, play a lot of the new songs with a new energy, and it was just an exciting new, you know, to have Kelly Deal want to be in the band, it's mind-blowing. 14-year-old me would have jumped out a window if he heard this. It was such amazing news. We practiced. The practices are great. I'm like, oh, this could be a new chapter for Proto-Martyr. We go on tour for a little three-day tour to kind of get us warmed up for the touring we're going to do. And we only were able to play one show in Chicago, and then the whole tour was canceled, and then the whole year was canceled. And I hope that we'll be able to do it again, but I got a feel that, you know, Kelly, like, maybe the Breeders will want to do something down the line, or Kelly will want to do something else.
So it might end up being a very brief footnote in the history of Proto-Martyr.
Right. I don't know why we didn't record. I figured we just assumed that there'd be tons more, so we're, you know, first night jitters. But now I wish somebody would have recorded it, because it might never happen again.
Well, it's great to see also that you've brought in some more outsiders on this Proto-Martyr album. And the song June 21 features some guest female vocals by Nandy Rose from Halfwaif and Pinegrove. So has having a counterbalance to your own voice been something you've embraced of late?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I sound like a dying dog sometimes. And I find that it's sweetened. I like when Iggy Pop would do a duet with Kate Pearson from the B-52s, like, that sounded great, you know? Like, that combination, and I always wanted to kind of recapture that kind of feeling. Like, I think a gravelly, go-nowhere voice can be elevated by having something sweet around it and having, like, a pure voice. Like, Nandy Rose has a voice that kicks my voice in the head, and to have that come in, you're four songs into the album, and you're like, oh, geez, Joe is still barking and yelling at me. And then this beautiful voice comes in. It's a nice palate cleanser, you know, before the second half is me yelling at you. So it's nice.
Well, Proto-Martyr songs have so much drama about them. Is having another voice on a song a bit like casting a play?
Yeah, I mean, I had written that first line because I had heard that when, on June 21, like when the Prima Ballerina does die, the show will have a spotlight just on the stage as kind of a memoriam for the dancer. And I thought that was an interesting image and an interesting idea. But I was like, there's some words that sound weird when I try to sing them or say them. And ballerina to me is one of them. And I just thought a nice, beautiful female voice saying ballerina would make the song better. So, yeah, it was a case of collaboration really working well.
Not to sell yourself short, though, Joe. I mean, are you more confident as a frontman and vocalist than you were when the band started out?
Well, I've been doing it long enough that I'm not surprised about my limits. Like, I think I know what my limits are and where I can go. I've gotten more confident writing lyrics, but the stage fright that I have had from the very beginning, I've actually come to embrace it and enjoy it, because the stage fright allows me to, this is a very corny artistic thing to say, but it makes me connect with, like, a truer form of myself that, so I can go out and do a new thing every night and not have it be rote and like, here's the song where I jump around or here's the one where I fall down. I'm so focused on not being frightened and scared singing that I think I do a better job because of it.
The closing song on this Proto Martyr album, Worm in Heaven, is a powerful showstopper. So you must enjoy doing songs like that live in some way.
Well, that's the thing, is that there's songs on this album where I was excited and maybe a little trepidatious or whatever about singing it live, but I never had the chance. The songs always grow and change when you sing them and you do them live. A lot of times it can be like, oh no, I can't believe that I recorded singing like that. That's impossible to do every night for me. Or, you know, but Worm in Heaven would have been, I think I would have figured out how to sing it better if I would have had time to play it out live and really kind of explore it. So, yeah, I was looking forward to doing it. Hopefully in 2021, maybe I can sing that song.
Well, hopefully we can also get Proto Martyr back to Sydney, Joe. Look, your honorary bar stool is waiting for your beer cans at Oxford Art Factory. Last time you toured here, I was fixated on the fact that you brought the stool onto stage, but it was just to keep your beer cans there and ready.
Right, because there's nothing sadder than a fat man bending over to pick beer off the floor. It's got to be right there.
It was very graceful.
My issue is like, yeah, it's a graceful move, but the problem is the vibration on the stage can oftentimes knock the beer off the stool, so I have to kind of watch. The beer can will slowly move over to the edge as I'm singing the song, and I have to grab it at just the right time, so...
Joe, it sounds to me this is how you should be spending your downtime this year, is designing a vibration-proof beer can holder for you to take on
exactly.
stage.
Yeah, and then I can retire. I can make. I predicted that will be a moneymaker.
Well, it'd be great to see you here at some point again. For now, we might have a listen to a song off Ultimate Success today. We'll play I Am You Now on Static.
Okay.
It was great to talk to you this evening, Joe. We'll see you here at some point. This is Proto Martyr on Static. Thanks.
Thank you. It's a treat. I got nothing else to do.